I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering his third State of the Union address tonight. Among the president's guests, Kate Cox, the Texas woman unable to get an abortion in her home state because of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision. The White House press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, telling ABC's Start Here podcast.
Roe v. Wade needs to become the law of the land. That's how we're going to protect women and their decisions, their own personal decisions that they have to make with doctors. And so that's what we're going to fight for. That's what the president's going to continue to speak to in the next couple of months.
Biden seeking to make abortion a major campaign issue this year. IVF treatments resuming in Alabama following a new law passed to prevent doctors from being prosecuted. It was needed following a state Supreme Court decision ruling frozen embryos are people. 8 teenagers shot and wounded in a Philadelphia bus stop yesterday. Police are still looking for 3 suspects. National Guard troops soon to be stationed in New York City subways to fight crime. This is ABC News. Hope for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas before the holy month of Ramadan, now almost gone. A senior Egyptian official tells ABC News the Hamas delegation has left talks in Cairo. Ramadan begins on Monday. Talks could resume next week. New escalation in the attacks on cargo ships in the Middle East.
For the first time after months of missile attacks on cargo ships, the Iranian-backed Houthis have left crew members dead, killing 3 on board and critically injuring 3 others in the Gulf of Aden. The ship, a Liberian-owned carrier, the surviving crew abandoning ship, a U.S.-guided missile cruiser now headed to assist.
That's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. Planes and trains across Germany at a standstill, with train drivers and ground staff at airports going on strike. German airline Lufthansa says 1,000 flights a day will have to be canceled. Virtually all the country's trains are stopped. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Wednesday with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden Wednesday signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Nate Wagihau, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get crushed by Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks began their West Coast trip by losing by 35 points to Golden State, the final 125-90. Doc Rivers says the Warriors were rested and ready after getting blown out by Boston Sunday.
What did they have, 3-4 days off after losing by 50? What was the odds of them playing poorly? 0.
Marquette losing at home on senior night to one of the best teams in the nation, the number 2-ranked UConn Huskies, 74-67. Shaka Smart.
I told the guys in the locker room afterwards, you know, the real way to honor your seniors is what happens after senior night, the rest of the season.
In Green Bay, the Girls State High School basketball tournament is underway at the Resch Center. The finals on Saturday. Tonight in Madison, it's the Badgers against Rutgers.
You continue to push. You continue to reward the guys that are playing winning basketball and then helping the guys that are trying to find that space for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild. Our high near 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some rain developing after midnight. Our low 38. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a half inch of rain through the day tomorrow. High of 46 with a little snow mixing in at times before it all ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently,
hi,
it's 32.
Hi, this is
32.
Dr. Tim Slecker. And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Thursday on Busted Pencils, Carol Burris busts down states underfunding schools.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. If you ever want to hear that theme song music that we have, check out my blog site, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com, and there's a little tab up there that says John and Gordy's Media World, and it's the intro to our show that we had. We had a cable access show, and we interviewed every possible person in Madison you can think of. They're probably all dead now, but you know.
No, they're not all dead. There's some radio people there, and
television
and TV people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of TV people.
Magazine writers, newspaper writers. Yeah. We had everybody on.
Because they figured it's cable access. They could say anything.
No one's going to see it.
Nobody would see it.
And it turned out to be the highest rated cable access show ever in the history of Madison.
That's right.
Probably the state, I would assume.
Probably. Can't prove it, but, you know, it's okay.
But we can say that now.
Yeah, we had that music, and, you know, and there's a better recording of it somewhere. I'm still trying to find it, but, that was a long time ago.
It was. It was something that you created. You were a part of.
Late 80s.
Yeah.
All right. Recorded it at a studio in Boscobel, and I know the guy, Jamie Goldsmith, and I've been in contact with him because I want to find a better recording of that, and it's a little clearer.
So he's taking his time trying to find
the master
it for
tape.
He probably erased it. I don't know.
Well, my reels of tape at home, I tried to get some actual Mean Farmer master tapes to work from. And the tape oxides just were falling off and sticking to each other, and it was just a miserable mess and quite messy mess. But anyway, we've got some really good. Luckily, I transferred them all to cassette, which seems to last forever, and I don't know why. They do.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Yeah, cassettes are really actually quite durable.
Yeah.
Some of the older ones are still fine.
Yeah, big, you know, the best tape you could ever possibly get, and the oxides falling off. But cassettes, cheap tape, very thin, and they'll last forever. Well, who knows? All right, let's get to the economy, okay? Because, you know, we don't talk about how great the economy enough here on the program, but we should be. On Morning Joe, there's a guy named Steve Rattner, and he brings up all of the details of the economy, and he recently brought up inflation. Real inflation-adjusted incomes are up across the board throughout the Biden tenure. Now, you don't hear that very often, but it's true. No. And I think we're going to hear a lot about it because I think, you know, Congress is going to go away for vacation, and then we can focus on what has been done so far. The incomes, as far as Rattner is concerned, with the fastest growth occurring at the bottom of the income ladder, which is fantastic. Even excluding post-2020 catch-up growth, the U.S. has added more jobs per month under Biden than any other president. And it's pretty all-consuming, you know, every other president, right?
That's big.
And then
that's
they have these statistics here. Unemployment rate is 2.7% nationwide. Jobs added 10%. Wages 15% up. Dow Jones 24% up. New home sales 12% up. Mm-hmm. Interest rates are going down just a little bit for home sales, mortgage rates. So anyway, that's part of that look. Oil, gas, and renewable energy production are all at high time. By the way, I want to mention that we've got a track here a little bit later from Chuck Grassley. He's, well, you know, energy is done. And we should, we're becoming a dependent nation on oil. Not quite. Anyway, we'll get to that.
No.
But we have a couple of tracks here from Pete Buttigieg. He was interviewed on Fox News Business. And he just, you know, there's something about Pete that he can just say something very, very clearly and concisely and destroy whatever argument somebody is trying to make against him or the administration. He is so smooth, so good at this, and so honest and pleasing. Just, I don't know. Maybe that's why I like to play tracks from Pete Buttigieg. Let's play the first one here.
Let me finish first. But every time we hear those talking points that suddenly it was Republicans who ruined the border, that's why people get so frustrated. We know what President Biden said about inviting people in. We know that he got rid of all the things that were keeping the border closed that President Trump had put in. We know that he got rid of all those. So when you say it's not his fault.
That's literally not true. It's literally not true that he got rid of the messages. It's true he got rid of family separation.
Did you see 7.2 million people come in during the Trump administration? It was a trickle.
He got rid of the policy to tear children out of the arms of their parents. That's true. But it is not true, some of the other things that have been suggested. Let's be clear, bipartisan efforts of border reform
have taken place in
2015, 2006. I mean, literally since the Reagan administration, right? There have been bipartisan efforts to get something done here. But I really believe we've gotten to the point where many congressional Republicans find it so useful as a cudgel that they would rather keep the problem going for political uses than solve the problem and risk the chance that the president could share in the credit for that. In the same way that you know, we see some of them, even though we had great bipartisan cooperation on the infrastructure bill that I work on, a lot of them who were against that, only to turn around and try to get credit for it when we actually have a ribbon cutting or a groundbreaking.
The reason that some of these numbers stay where they are is because it just seems like instead of actually owning some of the issues that we have, instead of acknowledging that the president maybe has lost a step, the administration keeps saying, "Don't believe your lying eyes," and that's why you're at 18%.
Respectfully, I think congressional Republicans are saying, "Don't believe your lying eyes," which is why they're polling at about 15% right now.
I know
Under Joe Biden, we've had the most job creation in American history? Is it my lying eyes telling us that unemployment and inflation are both below 4% and have been that way for the longest time in who knows when? Is it reality or is it spin?
There you go. Not bad, huh? A little confusing.
Good,
The guy tried to talk over him and, you know, spew his lies and his spin, but it didn't work with Buttigieg. Not in any way, shape, or form. Let's just continue with that conversation here.
Okay. Been that way for the longest time in who knows when. Is it reality or is it spin? To point out the fact that manufacturing jobs are up under this president and we're down under the last president.
These are matters of
simple fact.
When we heard for 3 years, the border's closed and it's secure. And Mayorkas said it's closed and 7.2 million people have come into where our big cities have no idea how to handle this.
This is really important, okay? The common sense position, and the position that, by the way, a lot of moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans would always say, the kinds of things that you hear at the Chamber of Commerce in Indiana, where I come from, is that there ought to be more legal immigration and less illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. And yet when there's a chance to actually do that, that's not what happened. The last administration cut legal immigration. And meanwhile, our economy is pulling people just as much as terrible conditions in Latin America are pushing people. And when there's finally a bipartisan compromise that would help address at least some of those issues, congressional Republicans couldn't get it done because Donald Trump, who's not even in elected office, killed it. That is a fact.
That
oops.
We'll see whether this moves the needle. I just think, you know, the American public just wants something that benefits them. They just don't want to hear what they see happening, Mr. Secretary. But we appreciate your time, and we'll be watching on Thursday night. Thank you.
Pull that away from the conversation, but wow. That's amazing. You know, there was this big deal. Elon Musk spread the rumor. He said 175 million followers on his platform. He told them that Biden committed treason by secretly chartering flights to bring in 320,000 illegal immigrants into the United States.
Wait a minute. Elon Musk said this?
He posted it to his 175 million followers. Right. Mm. And by the way, there's an algorithm that basically pushes out his messaging. Very nice, Elon. Let's be clear. Everything about this claim is a brazen lie. And this is Judd Legum. He's a reporter, a journalist, and he disproved all of it. He said Musk is referring to a parole program for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. This is not a secret. Biden announced it in a speech in January of 23. It was covered extensively in the media. It was promoted in press releases, and it is featured now on the U.S. Homepage. And further, Biden is not chartering any flights. Individuals are buying their own tickets on commercial flights. If the beneficiary has been authorized to travel to the United States, they must arrange and fund their own travel, according to the website, in the United States. The program is not treason. It is completely legal. The Immigration and Nationality Act gives the administration the ability to admit individuals for humanitarian reasons. It has been used by every Democrat and Republican president since the law was passed in, guess when? 1952. So it's not a new thing.
Yeah, no.
I know.
It's been going on for a long time.
Elon Musk seems to think it's a new thing, but they also are ineligible to vote, and that's why Elon Musk brought it up. They brought up this because they think 320,000 immigrants are going to vote for Joe Biden. And that's why they brought it up. And there's no evidence that any of these non-citizens are voting in the U.S. None. But it could happen. It could happen
and didn't,
here.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they had a meeting not too long ago. They were working together. It's kind of a secret meeting. They met in Palm Beach, Florida. Nobody knows exactly what was discussed. They haven't always gotten along. In fact, most of the time they've not gotten along. So it's kind of unusual that they're having a meeting. And maybe Trump's running out of money and looking for a big-time donor, right?
Right.
I'm not sure if Elon Musk, has any affinity to do that.
I read a tweet from Elon, and he said, no way is he going to donate any money to either party. So I guess that's what came out of that meeting.
He's not opening up the wallet for anybody.
Nope.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
For himself.
Yeah. Of course, he'll probably do it under the table, right?
Keep an eye on. Well, yeah, that's.
He's got billions.
Probably.
He doesn't have to necessarily write any of that off if it is writable.
Mm-hmm.
He's the second richest guy in the world. He's got connections.
Yeah. Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is 18 past the hour. Sunshine today. Highs in the mid-50s. Coming up shortly, we've got a pair of tickets to Stephanie Miller's comedy tour that's coming to Madison at the Barrymore on May 11th. Stand by for that. It's coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. This is the capital city, Madison, and a good morning to you. Beautiful sunny day today, and it's got to at least be going up to about 70, I would assume.
No, mid-50s today, John, but, you know, close.
It feels like it could go up to 80 today.
No? You're wrong, but, you know, go ahead. Put that out there.
Why do you want it to be 80 degrees? That's too warm.
That is way too warm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah?
Yep.
You think so?
Yep. Could you queue up cut 407 for me?
407,
Sam. We brought this up, and a lot of people are still reeling and rocking from this. Actually, you know, okay.
Which?
Here it is. This is the new, now governor candidate for North Carolina, yeah. Mark Robinson. We talked about it a few days ago. And before the primary election, and he was voted the voter's choice to be the candidate to run against the Democrat in North Carolina to be the next governor. And this is 407 Mark Robinson. What he has said in the past. Let's check that out.
Honestly believe, Chris, that is what the left is doing with the Harvey Weinstein, the Bill Cosby, the Matt Lauers. They have picked out an elite group of people that have committed these so-called sexual crimes or whatever kind of crimes they've committed or offenses, and they have thrown those people underneath the bus, eating their own, to breed a spirit of fear in people so people will be afraid to stand up and speak up and get involved, because they want people to say, well, they know everybody's got something in their past. Everybody's sins come short of the glory of God. They know that.
There you go. That's crazy stuff,
wow.
Isn't it?
So he's running North Carolina governor? And
I guess the point I want to make here is that the voters thought this guy should be their choice.
Mm.
I can't wrap my head around this at all. What are they thinking?
Well, I was a little confused by what he said there. Is he saying that all people in government have something to hide from their past, or just Democrats and other people, quote unquote, like Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, have something from their past?
Right, right. And they focused on them, locked them up, trying to scare people that this will happen to them because everybody's got something in their past. And it is against liberals, progressives, and Democrats. That's what it's all about. I mean, this is and it's obviously projection. This is what they're doing, actually. You know, with banning books and the woke thing that they made up out of whole cloth. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it anyplace. Who knows what it is? It's undefinable. But again, the question is, what are the voters thinking? And I want to see some man on the street interviews with people, why they chose this guy, not as just their lieutenant governor, but now the candidate for governor in that state. What are they thinking? What, this guy is just crazy, off the top, conspiratorial idiot. Well, you know,
he's Trump like crazy. You know, he just says anything to try to get the base riled up. And you know, it's North Carolina, so right. They got a chance. And so Mark Robinson's going to just say anything, defend Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby.
Right.
You heard him say those. I mean, you know, everybody's got something in their closet. Wonder what he's got in his closet. You know, because you're right. He's projecting. They're projecting.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
It was such a horrible thing that happened in regards to Bill Cosby. I mean, it's hard to imagine that he had to do what he set up doing, you know, just really, it just freaked me out. And it freaked me out because he was part of a TV show I used to watch way back when, I Spy, with Robert Culp. I actually fashioned myself after Robert Culp. I saw the way he stood, the way he walked. You know, I loved his movements. And
good hairstyle,
I tried to be
too.
Like him. Yeah, yeah.
Had a 60s hairstyle that he always had all the way up.
Yeah.
To the end.
And he was tall, lanky. You know, I emulated everything he did. And I thought, wow, this would be a great show for people to rewatch. I Spy, fantastic. It was a pairing of a black and a white guy. I think it was one of the very first shows to do that. You know, one was a tennis star and the other was his manager. So basically it was a fantastic spy show. And then Cosby did what he did and it's just like, you know, just kind of destroyed rerun possibilities everywhere.
Well, the Cosby Show, where he was America's favorite dad.
That
and everything.
Too.
You know, he's always had the great advice for the kids and, you know, all of that just gone.
Yeah.
Gone after what he did.
And everybody doing, you know, Cosby impressions about Jell-O, right? You know, the whole thing. You can't imagine why somebody, you know, like Bill Cosby, fairly good-looking guy, having to resort to, you know, putting drugs in drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do voters prefer a guy that has these kinds of thoughts, these kinds of theories and conspiracies? It just maybe that's part of their world now, and it's something that a lot of us just can't wrap our heads around. Maybe, right?
It's the crazy bizarro world, the opposite of what you think, you know, should be, and the opposite of good is evil, and they just support each other and keep coming up with more crazy stuff.
I think after this next break, we're going to get into this bizarre world way of looking at things. And it's dealt by Joe Scarborough. He was very angry about what Trump said after the primaries. And we're going to get into that because, you know, he basically told everybody that the U.S. is a third world country. You know, I mean, and the voters are, cheer that on, right? Of course, I love the cut. I think we have it someplace where he not only said it was a third world country, but it was a fourth world and a fifth world.
What is that supposed to mean?
I know, and I'm still trying to figure that out. He's maybe a dimensional,
stuff up now.
Dimensional kind of guy, a multiverse kind of guy.
Say, I got a question for the two of you. For what makes people tick? What convinces people to vote for a certain candidate that to normal people would make absolutely no sense? When you guys were in school, did they teach you about like the three different methods of persuasion or how to convince people of something?
It goes back to
the ancient Greeks.
We missed that class in indoctrination.
I see. Some people need to go back to school and learn about like how people are persuaded and how they're influenced without even thinking about it.
You know, my kids, just recently out of school, are talking about that all the time. You know, they bring this up, and I wish, you know, I could take these classes and just sit in and listen to, you know, some of the background information that they get, and they can analyze what's going on today in a much better way than I could.
Now, we just have a minute left, but Sam, you said the three ways that people are persuaded?
Can you remember?
I gotta remember here.
I let them off the hook.
The appeal appeal by logic, so you present like a logical argument.
Sure.
Sometimes it works.
Okay, that's one.
Appeal by emotion. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of what Trump does. He gets people riled up and angry about something.
Sure. Right.
And then the appeal by credibility. If you're like a scientist or something, usually people are more inclined to listen to you. Not always.
And I thought, you know, those Botox shots that, you know, got rid of some of the wrinkles in young people's faces.
Right.
I thought that helped too. You see these commercials, these good looking people, you know, young people getting rid of the lines in their face. What? What lines?
What are you talking about? Okay.
No, it's just an ad that bothers me a whole hell of a lot.
29 past, news, weather, Pam Yonke, back with Stephanie Miller.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons.
In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
So today is the day they'll announce the world champion cheese. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And you can follow all the action online at worldchampioncheese.org. Plenty of tired judges that are going to be happy to see the end of this proverbial cheese tunnel. One of those, Jill Allen. She traveled all the way from Oregon State to be a part of the judging. She works for Tillamook Cheese there. And she said what many people may not understand is, for a trained judge, it doesn't take very long to find out which ones are winners.
It's fairly fast. You know, you see a beautiful piece of cheese. It's put on your table. The presentation is gorgeous of it. You connect with the product once you pull your first plug. You're smelling the aroma on it. It's got some inviting flavors to it. You warm the piece of cheese up in your fingers if it's we're grading hard cheeses. And then we're going to taste it and feel it. And you get that overall sense of this is a cheese that has no defects to it, whether it's for, you know, to convert or to further age out. And it just all comes together, and that final showpiece of, yes, this one is an amazing piece of cheese with no defects.
Veteran cheese judge, that's Jill Allen, traveling all the way from Tillamook Cheese in Oregon to be part of the World Champion Cheese event in Madison. One thing you might not stop and think about is all these judges have to clean their palate between cheese samples. For Jill's preference, she likes sparkling water. She said you also need to understand judges don't actually eat all of those cheeses. They chew it, and then they spit it out.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I think the collaboration that we see between Wisconsin Farm Bureau and these other commodity groups gives us a cohesive message, a singular stance in agriculture that offers credibility. It gives us a cohesive message and support for all of our agricultural organizations.
WFBF.com.
It's easy to join.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And one Wisconsin cheesemaker is already qualified for potentially being a world champion. Decatur Dairy with master cheesemaker Steve Stelter topped the open class cheese curd category with their Munster curds. Find more results at worldchampioncheese.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild. Our high near 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some rain developing after midnight. Our low 38 tomorrow. Cloudy with rain likely. We could get a half inch of rain through the day tomorrow. High of 46 with a little snow mixing in at times before it all ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Save
outside
big money
now,
and all your lighting needs at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. All in-stock vanity lights are on sale now, so you can find the perfect match for your decor and brighten up your bathroom while saving big. Sale good through March 10th. Head into Menards to stroll through our lighting showroom and check out our great selection of Patriot Lighting. Or find your style on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And now we return you to the John and Gordy Show, already in progress. In other words, yeah,
They don't know they're on the air. Again. Hey, guys. Hello? What? Hey, guys. Hello?
Hello?
Your mics are on. Hello?
What?
They are. Who turned our mics on?
They're on all the time on social media.
They are?
All right.
How did they tell us that?
I don't know. What we say during the commercials is meant for those listening and sneaking a listen in on the show.
And mm.
It's fun. Okay. It's fun to do. All right, yeah. Here we go. Let's get into Donald
Mad
Trump.
Radio 92.7 Donald WMDX. Trump.
Let's get into Donald Trump a little bit here because he had an amazing acceptance speech.
That,
you know, now that he is the major candidate and everybody else has dropped out, now he is the winner. So he made a little speech, and boy, that Joe Scarborough guy, who is a conservative, just ripped into this little speech. Let's check out a sample of Trump's speech here.
Okay. Country was coming together. Our country was coming together.
Oh, sure, under him. Mm-hmm.
And now we have a very divided country. We have a country that a political person uses weaponization against his political opponent. Never happened here. It happens in other countries, but they're third world countries.
Yeah, or fourth world or fifth world countries. That's what's happened. It's projection again. Fine. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Joe Scarborough went on a little rant here, and let's play it.
Nope.
He kept trashing America. Like, that's Donald Trump's message. You know, Ronald Reagan would talk about how we are a city shining brightly on the hill for all the world to see. Donald Trump's message is America sucks. It was America sucks before he got elected.
Carnage.
It's America sucks now. He talked about American carnage even after he got elected. He lied about an illegal invasion when Barack Obama and Joe Biden had rates at 50-year lows when he was going in January of 2017 for illegal border crossings. But last night, over and over again, we're a third world country. Yeah. Oh, are we really? Oh, I didn't know that third world countries had unemployment below 4% 2 years running for the first time since the 1960s. And I don't know, I'm an American, so I'm kind of proud of that. And we fret about a movement that is based on the proposition that the United States of America sucks. That is Donald Trump's message. That's a crazy thing. Donald Trump's campaign is based on so many lies that, to me, the most offensive is that we're a third world country, that our economy sucks, that our military sucks, that our democracy sucks, when in fact, just the opposite is true. We are the greatest in the world. I'm proud to be an American. This is the greatest country in the world. And yet Donald Trump wins votes. What's wrong with you people? Why do you hate America? Why do you vote for a guy that says America is terrible?
Right.
That it's a third world country. All the evidence is to the contrary.
It's so, you know, it's so surreal almost to listen to a conservative talking up a Democratic president. This whole thing,
right.
it's, you know, you're hearing it from Charlie Sykes. It's bizarre that they're promoting Democrats. These Republicans, they wish their Republican Party were back. Well, that ain't going to happen. But now they have to hitch their wagon to the Democratic Party because they're the ones serving the public at this point. And they're amazed. They're asking, why are people choosing these people to vote for? Just as I had asked last hour, you know, the governor candidate, Mark Robinson, in North Carolina, why did they choose him, this conspiracy guy? You know, the guy who's laying out there just, you know, every possible theory possible to divide people and cast aspersions on Democrats all the time. And why would you vote for this guy? He's offered nothing policy-wise that makes any sense.
He's just
Trump
trying to
either.
He's just trying to jump on the Trump train, the crazy train, get elected and be part of the craziness.
That's right.
So let's put him up. Yeah. All right. Hey, you know what? We've got tickets to give away, John. We've got some Stephanie Miller tickets to give away, and we're going to do it right now to the third caller, 608-879-8255. Dial carefully, 608-879-8255. Two tickets to Stephanie Miller, the Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour is coming to the Barrymore Theater. It's happening Saturday, May 11th at 8 p.m. They're going to have the whole gang there, Stephanie Miller and John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks and Frangella. It is an 18-plus only show. So call us right now if you're interested in going, 608-879-8255. Third caller gets the tickets.
And the staff here will be in the lobby. We'll be harassing people and throwing popcorn at them. Okay. No, is that what we're going to do?
We'll be in the lobby. We'll be meeting and greeting people. Yeah, we'll be there. It'll be a fun night. It's going to be great.
Actually. We'll be the bouncers, right? Okay.
Bouncers? Really?
We'll be throwing.
I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah. If some of those megas show up, we'll be there. We'll be there. We'll protect.
Really? We'll
protect.
Let's go
Stephanie.
There.
we'll keep the bad people out. Okay.
All right.
You know, I want to mention something about why do people pick these people? And Joe Scarborough's rant here, where he said this is the greatest country in the world. I had actually had that conversation with my my sons. They're in their 20s, Generation Z's. And they said, well, we're not the greatest country in the world. I said, yes, we are. We actually are. Just because you disagree with the handling of Israel and the Gaza, I understand that. We got that. But we are the main power. We are the major power in the entire globe. People look to us for help when they need it to protect freedom and liberty in other areas of the globe. We are there. We're this this shiny light. And he doesn't understand. They don't get it. This generation doesn't understand that no matter what policy differences you have with the administration in charge, you really have to remember that the reason we're here is we are the preeminent power in the globe, and we've got that kind of responsibility. And what Trump wants to do is give that all up, throw away NATO because people aren't paying enough into freedom. I guess you know you got to pay money into freedom.
The Democrats are sort of listening to all this craziness and trying to be optimistic about the road ahead and everything. I've got this cut from Simon McGowan. We've played this before, but I think it bears repeating because it talks about all the accomplishments of the Democrats, especially in the voting booth, where it really counts over the last several years. So take a listen to this.
In 2018 and 2020, we had great elections. We took away the House, the Senate, and the presidency from MAGA. And felt great about ourselves. But what usually happens next is the party in power usually loses seats and loses midterm elections and loses special elections and off-year elections. That's very traditional in our political system. And that hasn't happened. We've actually, since Dobbs happened in the spring of 2022, we just keep winning and they keep struggling. It's something historically anomalous is taking place in this country that needs, frankly, far more attention than it's really getting, because it's not just that we've won a race here or there. We've been winning all kinds of races all over the country now over three calendar years since the spring of 2022. And this basic dynamic of our overperformance and our winning, which we saw show up in the battleground states in 2022, we saw play out all across the country in 2023, is now showing up in 2024. And if I could just be really brief, I mean, what we've seen just in the last few weeks is this Republican struggling. They had anemic turnout in Iowa. 20-30% of the Republican electorate could abandon Trump, or at least are open or deeply worried and concerned about his candidacy, with a smaller share of that even being open, very open to voting for Biden. We've never seen that kind of stuff before in modern American history, where so many voters of one party were already this early ready to vote for the leader of the other party. And their party is now broke, and they're replacing their chair. Their new speaker is a joke, right? I mean, their party is an unprecedented mess. They're struggling, and we just keep winning, right? We won all across the country in 2022 and 2023. We flipped this House seat in Orlando, Florida a few weeks ago, which no one thought we were going to win. And the victory we had in New York 3 was huge. This wasn't just a win. We didn't just stumble across the finish line. We lost that seat by 8 points just a year and a half ago, and we just won it by 8 points. And so, remarkable performance for us, consistent with what we've been seeing all across the country. And it's why I'm so optimistic about what's going to happen in 2024, because when voters vote, we win and they lose. And it's the likely thing that's going to happen in November. And Donald Trump, because he's impulsive and he's weak, he lost more than a few steps, you know, and is a far weaker candidate, has guided again the Republican Party to a place of ruin. And so I don't know how they're, I don't know what they're going to run on in 2024 that's going to get them anywhere closer to voters. I mean, all of their major talking points against Biden have evaporated in the last few months. The economy is strong, inflation's down, crime and murder rates are down all across the country. There is no war on energy. We're producing more oil and renewables than we ever had in the history of the country. And now this one issue that they had, immigration, the border, they fumbled that. They stumbled, you know, because they're incompetent and wild and erratic and unhinged and extreme. They fumbled that too. And now that's been taken away from them too. And so what they're left with is the mad king. They're left with madness now. And I think the more that we can draw this contrast between the workhorse, Joe Biden, who's, you know, work getting up every day, doing the people's business, making the country better, and this madness and chaos on the other side, the more I think we're going to have the kind of election we want to have in November.
You know, so it's Simon McGowan. Simon McGowan, he's a political commentator. He's on MSNBC a lot and other news shows. But, you know, that's just by the numbers. Democrats have a lot to look forward to in 2024.
I also have a cut that continues. Plays right into that. It's an interview with a bunch of people who are Republicans, and they're saying that, you know, with Trump in there, they're going to go with Biden. And we'll play that in just a few moments. Do you want to tell everybody that we have a winner for the Stephanie Miller tickets? And it's Tom. Thank you, Tom, for giving us a call. And we'll see you out there at the show.
Yep. And, Tom from Blue Mounds. Congratulations to you.
Exactly.
And, yes, that show Saturday, May 11th. Stephanie Miller at the Barrymore Theater. John, I do need to mention that today, beginning at 10 a.m., and going till 10 p.m. tonight, this is for our listeners only, Mad Radio 92.7 listeners. You have a chance to get exclusive pre-sale. Tickets actually go on sale for that show, the Stephanie Miller Show, tomorrow. But you can get a pre-sale deal today from 10 till 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Use the promo code BLUE at checkout. Just go to Ticketmaster.com and you can order those tickets, or over the phone, 608-241-8864. That's Ticketmaster.com. And again, that begins at 10 a.m. and the code is BLUE, promo code BLUE at checkout. And then the tickets actually go on sale tomorrow for everybody else.
All right. We have a whole bunch of calls here. So let's go to our first one, Dick. Let's go to Dick. What do you got for us on Trump, Dick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He did a lot of things in his 4 years. For instance, the one thing that he did that was to help the economy, that tax cut. Mm-hmm. All that did is help corporate and put average people in a deeper hole. You know, he did nothing with infrastructure. He constantly talked about he was going to do, you know, and then he was going to, we were going to have Cadillac health care. Nothing.
Right.
He was the biggest nothing for 4 years you could think of, except for constant chaos.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
The people that think about voting for him, why would you do this unless you want to go back to that nonsense?
Absolutely.
And to those people that are so worked up about the Gaza situation, I get it too, but this is a guy who wants to deport people.
Right.
Yeah.
Or shoot them at the border.
First day he goes, oh, yeah, oh, right, exactly. So,
Or shoot shoplifters, you know, shoot shoplifters to get that message out that you shouldn't shoplift anymore. If you kill a few, it'll get the message.
Yeah, and then you get Mitch McConnell stepping back and into the arena, and oh, I'm down with that guy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
The guy that condemned him after nine. No. You know, it's just you could go on for hours.
Yeah, the contradictions are amazing. All right, Dick, thanks for calling. Let's get to this. I don't know we don't have any time for this next set.
Okay,
we'll play it right after the break.
For a minute.
And we're going to get to you know, Trump voters, basically, or Republican voters, saying that now that they've got this choice, they're not going to go with Trump. We'll get to that in a moment.
7:49, good-looking day ahead of us, highs in the mid-50s today. When we come back, tidbits, this, that, the other, and some leftovers too.
Swinging. Baby, come do your thing. You know you look so right when you're swinging. You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Madison, the John and Gordy Show, and a good morning to everybody. 608-879-8255 or 879-TALK, or get a hold of us through the Civic Media app, where you can call us or text us, or check it out on all the media, social media sources that we are broadcasting live on today. All right, just do that. Now let's get to this this track where a lot of Republicans were interviewed. Now that the choice has been made, who to pick, they are making their choice. And this is cut number 408. Let's listen to it.
Republican,
I am.
What do you do when that is in? If he is the nominee and it's he and Joe Biden, what do you do?
I vote for Joe Biden.
Is there any chance you would stay at home on election day?
No. I love American democracy too much that Biden and Trump, if it's a Biden and Trump race, then I would vote for Biden even if he was dead.
No chance I'd stay home. I've never.
And I'm a Republican.
Have you decided who you're going to support on Tuesday?
Yes, I think I have. I think I'm a Nikki supporter.
Are you open to supporting Joe Biden?
I am. I voted for him in the last election. I haven't been pleased with some of his policies.
What have you been most displeased with?
Just the spending and his treatment of the border. I think we've got real problems that he's failing to recognize and do something with. But he's a much better choice than Trump.
There you go.
Wow.
Just a few people. You didn't hear that much prior to what's happened, basically, what's unwound and more of the unhinged comments that we've heard from Trump lately. So I think, people are starting to get that message, and there's not going to be a lot of policy passed by this administration at this point because of the election. So we're just going to hear over and over and over what Trump has in mind for the nation. And it's pretty close to the Project 2025 that we're hearing about. And who knows where it's going to go from there.
Well, and Nikki Haley has dropped out of the race. She gave it up a couple of days ago. And so now it's down to Trump and Biden. Yeah. And so here we go.
And I was going to play a cut from her.
Yeah. Okay.
In one of her concession speeches. And all of a sudden, last night I'm watching, and somebody went on and had been talking about all of the other comments she's been making and all the other talk shows. And she's zany and crazy. And there's no way that I'm going to say, oh, well, she was right here. This was well said. I agree with her on this. There is no way I'm going to do that because she's crazy, too. Maybe I'm just done with all this rhetoric. Here it is. I just want to let people know that we're not trying to slam Republicans in this. It's just that they're saying crazy things and it deserves to be dealt with. That's what it's all about. We just want, we want people who are elected to government to serve us, the people, not to give tax cuts to the wealthy and do trickle-down or voodoo economics. We've seen it. It hasn't worked. We haven't benefited, you and me, the hardworking class in this country, we haven't benefited at all from any of this stuff. And it's finally come to fruition. You know, we're not benefiting at all from any of this stuff. So we have to really kind of, you know, just call it as we see it. And that's all we're trying to do on this program. That's it.
Well, that's it. And, you know, and the thing is, the rest of the world is watching very closely. We're trying to defend democracy right here in the good old USA. And the other side, especially the Trumpsters, are attacking democracy and promoting dictatorship. Well, and, you know, the rest of the world is watching.
There are European countries talking now that they're not going to wait till the election. They're going to start moving away from any kind of dependence on us. I mean, we are a world trade center. They depend on us to buy their goods. I mean, that's the kind of consumer country we are. That's why we're so big. You know, they depend on us. We're one of the biggest trading partners on the globe, and they need us. But now they're going to move away from us because they're not going to wait for the election. This is too crazy. If they have to go through this every 4 years, you know, worried that somehow there's going to be a dictator elected to the U.S. and abandon all of their partners throughout the world, you know, what can they do except abandon us and work on their own and be separate?
Yeah, and that's it. And we've got 8 months, 8 months till the election, and the conventions, of course, not too far off. We'll be, you know, covering those as well as as the Republicans gather in Milwaukee and the Democrats down in Chicago. And boy, it's just going to be an election year like no other.
And you know, they're going to try to ignore the State of the Union tonight. And all the things that Biden will list as accomplishments, they're going to ignore that. But how can you ignore what else is going on in this country? We're going to talk about this earlier. But the Florida State Senate passed a bill to remove local government's authority to adopt heat standards. This is Florida. Such as guaranteed shade and rest breaks for workers. This is how they respect labor. This is how they respect the hardworking person out there working paycheck to paycheck, trying to make ends meet, raise a family. And they're lifting all these guarantees for shade in a very hot state or rest breaks in a very hot state for workers. They're eliminating
what
that.
In the world bill, are they thinking?
The bill will make all local heat protections void and prohibited. Amazing stuff. Chris Hayes said this, cannot overstate how at the ground level of policymaking, this is the kind of thing conservative politics and Republican governance is really about, is taking away the protections for labor, for us workers. They're not serving us. My God, how obvious can this get?
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It is. I know we don't have time for the Moms for Liberty, right? Yeah, we don't have that.
We'll bring that back tomorrow.
But, you know, they appeared on 60 Minutes and they got blowback. And not only that, now a lot of the right-wing media is trying to save them and patch up the problem that they created by appearing on the show and not being able to answer the questions and not being ready for any of the questions. I mean, they've been exposed. They've been exposed on television nationwide.
Yeah, that story is going to go on here for a while, and then it's thanks to them. They're trying to defend it.
Perfect. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll keep beating up on you.
Right. So. Yeah. You don't have a real reason for any of this stuff, right? It's just crazy.
All right. Hey, that is going to do it for this Thursday edition of John and Gordy. Tomorrow, Rocker will be joining us to give us a preview of what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend. And, of course, we'll have more Stephanie Miller tickets tomorrow morning. We hope you enjoy this great, beautiful day. John and Gordy, Civic Media.
Yep, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
This is the John and Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden set to use his State of the Union address tonight to tout what his administration has done so far.